From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Still no claim of responsibility for an explosion in Istanbul today. Turkish police say a pipe bomb was left on a highway overpass near a subway station. The blast reportedly injured five people. Turkey has been on a heightened state of alert following a series of deadly attacks in recent months. President Obama wants to see at least parts of the anti-global warming deal under negotiation in Paris become legally binding. He addressed reporters on the sidelines of an international climate conference that many have called the world's last chance to avert the catastrophic effects of climate change. With Congress back in town, Senate Democrats are hoping to resuscitate gun control legislation in the wake of terrorism concerns. NPR's Elsa Chang reports they will be pushing legislation to restrict people on the terror watch list from purchasing firearms.
It's a bill Democrats have already tried getting through Congress before. The late Senator Frank Lautenberg of New Jersey introduced the same measure a few times, but it never went anywhere. Democrats argue that if someone is considered too dangerous to board a plane, they should be considered too dangerous to buy a gun. They cite statistics from the Government Accountability Office, which found that between 2004 and 2014, more than 2,000 people whose names were on the terror watch lists were able to buy guns in the U.S. But the NRA has always opposed the bill, contending that sometimes innocent people end up on the watch list and their Second Amendment rights shouldn't be restricted. Republican leaders have made no indication they will allow a vote on the bill. Elsa Chang, NPR News, Washington.
The Secretary of Defense is expanding the Special Operations Force in Iraq to help local fighters battle Islamic State militants. But Ash Carter did not specify numbers when he testified before a House panel today. The EPA is increasing the amount of ethanol and other renewable fuels in the U.S. gasoline supply. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the Obama administration boosted the blend level despite opposition from the oil industry.
Neither side was happy with the EPA's new rule. The ethanol industry says the law requires the EPA to set an even higher level. But the oil industry says the level already is too high. Every gallon of ethanol sold is one less gallon of gas sold. Oil companies say they want Congress to modify the law that sets the ethanol requirement.
NPR's Jeff Brady reporting. In the thick of a public relations nightmare, Volkswagen is reporting a nearly 25% drop in U.S. sales. The German automaker is suffering a heavy blow to its bottom line after it acknowledged installing software that enabled millions of its diesel-powered vehicles to fool anti-pollution tests in the United States. At last check on Wall Street, Dow was up 117 points at 17,836. This is NPR News. An anti-obesity group, financially backed by Coca-Cola, is calling it quits. From member station WABE, John Lawrence has details.
The nonprofit funded by Coca-Cola was formed to help fight obesity. According to a statement on the group's website, resource limitations led to the demise. The network previously said it had an unrestricted gift from the Atlanta-based soft drink giant and that Coke had no input into its actions. However, last week, released emails showed Coke did have a say in the selection of the group's leaders. Critics said Coke touted the plan of energy balance by offsetting calorie intake with exercise. Coca-Cola refused to make a statement on this issue. For NPR News, I'm John Lawrence in Atlanta.
The manufacturing sector is coming off a slightly weaker month. The Institute for Supply Management says its index of factory activity in November fell from 50.1 to 48.6. Any reading below 50 signals a slowdown. Construction spending, on the other hand, rose to its highest level in 8 years. The Commerce Department saw 1% growth in October from the previous month. Puerto Rico is now facing a midnight deadline to make a $355 million bond payment. The island has been confronted with a growing economic crisis. It's trying to restructure deals on $72 billion in public debt that Governor Alejandro Garcia Padilla says cannot be repaid. Dow is up 116, stands at 17,836. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.